Hey guys, I got a fire episode in the tank for today. Warning, there is a little bit of language, of course, that's how I roll. I'm trying to see if I can mix that up, reduce it a little bit. I'm gonna talk about what everyone else is talking about, which is the Arbery case. The case where the black guy was killed by the white guys in Georgia. I'm gonna talk about how the media is spinning this thing to make us mad at each other. And also, second half, I'm gonna talk about Elon Musk and his Neuralink. What do I think about Elon Musk reading our minds? Do I think it's possible? Do I think it's desirable? Well, you might be interesting to find out. So a lot is going on. A lot is going on, guys. Let's talk about it. So I think it was about a week ago. There was about a week and a half ago, attention started to gather about a case in Georgia. And this case, essentially, what has been coming out lately is the narrative framing. So, everyone, this is what I want to focus on here real quick, is the narrative framing. Sorry about the noise. Got to put my seatbelt on while I'm driving and talking on my phone. The narrative by the media, what they tried to do is put out the idea that this was just a white supremacist, almost like a lynching kind of situation. This is how they're trying to play it up. Now, they've done this by saying, look, basically they were trying to say this was an innocent man jogging through a neighborhood, and then these white supremacists came up. These two white supremacists came up with guns. These two redneck white supremacists came up and tried to kill him, or actually did kill him. I think his name is something Arbery. Now, first off, I want to say that I think it's debatable whether this should be a national case, depending on how this turns out and the things that we find out later. But here's what I think. Right off the bat, I can tell you, regardless of the details, simply because we have a highly it's not a normal situation. Right? This wasn't like a common situation you would find in a city or a town. You have two white guys in a truck and they shoot a black guy. So the media is going to take this, no matter what the details, and they're going to try to make this in terms of a white versus black scenario. Now, I cannot stress this enough. Why are motherfuckers not seeing this? Why are motherfuckers not seeing this? I'm sorry for cussing. Sorry for the F-bomb. But why can't people see what is going on here? Regardless of the tragedy itself, what's being done is the media is purposefully trying to make this about white people and black people. And they have driven a wedge, a cultural wedge in our society between all the different races. Now, their goal is to make it between white people and everybody else. That's what the left-wing media wants to do. And they've done a pretty good job of that over the years of trying to focus on fake hate crimes. There's a lot of hoax hate crimes that went out. If you want to check out more about how the media hoaxes things, look at the Russia scandal. Watch Mike Cernovich's documentary, Hoaxed. It's really good. And a lot of it has to do with how the media frames narrative. How they frame narrative by leaving out facts, they leave out details, they selectively emphasize certain parts of stories, and they don't talk about other stories and other things. We're seeing this right now with the Tara Reid, Joe Biden situation. Tara Reid came out a while back ago, and it was not getting any traction. Tara Reid came out and accused Joe Biden of sexual misconduct from years ago, and the left-wing media did not touch it until it got out of control. And when I mean it got out of control, I mean is that the Twitter and Facebook, everyone was talking about it. It was basically, it became so obvious that the media had to address what was going on. They had to address the situation. They couldn't just ignore it, pretend it wasn't happening, and move on with their daily lives like they would like to do, like they're prone to do, like the programming they have instilled in all of us. That's the programming, is you know, move along, ignore it. But there was so much underground talk going on in the social media sphere that they couldn't ignore it anymore. And so they discussed it. There, you know, some people asked Joe Biden some questions, but nobody really pushed Joe Biden. You're not seeing the hit pieces on Vox and BuzzFeed and New York Times going after Joe Biden like you would see, you know, Trump. You know, when Trump said grab him by the pussy, that was a big deal. When, and I'm not excusing anything Trump has said or did, but I'm just saying, look at the difference there. Trump says grab him by the pussy in a private conversation on tape, and everybody goes bananas. Everybody loses their mind. Joe Biden is accused of very, very, like, horrendous sexual misconduct, and nobody cares. Kavanaugh is accused of doing something in high school that there is no evidence for, no facts. There's no trace of anything that happened when he was in high school of doing anything like the allegations against him. But there is a video documented evidence of somebody likely referring to Joe Biden back in the 90s about the Tara Reid allegations on an old piece of CNN footage on the Larry King Live, Larry King Show, whatever the fuck that's called. Anyway, so back to the point. The media is going to try to turn this situation in Georgia into a white versus black issue. That's always what they try to do. So first I want to say to everyone, we cannot fall for this. Remember, whatever happened is not a white versus black issue. I mean, I'm white. I know lots of white people. I live in the most diverse city in the country. And everybody, regardless of anyone's internal thoughts, everyone is trying to go about their damn day. Everyone is just trying to work, support their families, trying to live. Nobody's out there in the streets trying to gun down people that are Asian and black and Mexican. It's absurd. It's patently absurd. Now, that doesn't mean there's no such thing as racism, whatever. It doesn't even need to be addressed. I'm not even talking about that. I'm just saying black people are not being gunned down in the streets. This is, okay, anyway. Now, let's move on to the specific case. So, there are more and more details coming out about this case. Originally, the details were as follows. Black man jogging in a neighborhood, two white guys in a pickup truck with guns, shoot him down. Now, more details are coming out that this guy had come around the neighborhood multiple times and was hanging around a particular house. He was going into a house that was being built many times. And, you know, a lot of people are like, look, that's not necessarily a big problem. Yeah, that might not be. But apparently the neighbors in the neighborhood had been alerted of this guy on multiple occasions. The person who owns the house has video footage of this guy going in their house on multiple occasions and said he put the security footage in his house that was being constructed because things were going missing, like, I guess, you know, copper piping and things like that. Now, that doesn't mean this guy stole it, but what it means is that he's putting himself continually in a very bad situation. He's continually going into a house that's being built, which isn't necessarily a very big deal, but it just depends on what the circumstances are, right? The guy that's having the house built has security camera footage because people are stealing shit out of his house while it's being built, like supplies. There's guys being caught on film multiple times going into the house at night. Then he's caught another day going into the house, or he's seen going into the house another day. And people were talking about how I've read multiple accounts that day the neighbors had already alerted the police and they had already alerted each other that this guy was back. Like that this guy was back in the area, back in the house. And then those guys got in the truck and kind of were looking for him like, what the fuck are you doing? Now, other people are trying to point out that the guy was not necessarily dressed to go jogging, whatever, he's wearing khakis. Now, here's another part of the story. So, there was a struggle for the gun. There was a struggle for one of the shooter's guns, or one of the guys, one of the white guys who had a gun. There was a struggle between the black guy, Arbery, and one of the guys who had a gun. And after he tried to grab the gun from the other guy and they were fighting, as soon as he stopped that altercation and tried to run away, he was shot and killed. So, it is tragic. It's fucked up, right? Nobody wants to see this kind of shit. But this is not a simple situation. This is not an easy case of white guys went down the street looking for a black guy to kill. No. What it looks like happened is some people are aware of a guy that's coming into their neighborhood and could be implicated in some burglaries, could be implicated in things missing from a newly constructed house or a house that's being constructed. There are details around this thing. I really like Tim Pool's reporting on this. Tim Pool is not in my camp. I'm more, I guess, in the Tim Pool camp. This was my opinion from the beginning. We don't know enough of the details. We simply don't know enough of the details. There needs to be a trial. Okay, I'm not a lawyer. From my public opinion, I would say there needs to be a trial because there needs to be facts. We need to know what happened. Why did the guys do that? Why did they shoot him? What are the details about this man in the neighborhood? Because there are articles coming out saying that neighbors had been seeing him come around, that neighbors were concerned about him going into the house. Other people were saying that there were burglaries in the neighborhood that he was potentially implicated in. So there's a lot of stuff happening in this case that we don't know yet. That being said, there's another detail here. Mike Cernovich has also pointed out, because people are trying to say, look, there was a fight for the gun, right? There was the black guy that was killed, struggled to get the gun from one of the guys. Now, Mike Cernovich has correctly pointed out, just because some motherfuckers in a pickup truck with guns tell you to stop doesn't mean you have to stop. Like, this is the United States of America, and if you, you know, that doesn't mean you have to stop. Just because some motherfucker in a gun sitting on the side of the road tells you you got to. And so, that's a very good point. It's a valid point, right? And what it means is that this guy was approached by these guys in the truck, right? This guy was told that he might have been told he needed to stop by these guys in this truck, but they have no authority. Right? And what do you do? What does anybody do in that situation? You got two guys with guns. If you think one of them is about to shoot you, are you going to sit there and let them do it? No, you're probably going to go for the gun, which is what he did. And so what is looking like to me is that this is a nuanced situation, very nuanced situation, where this guy may or may not have been implicated in some burglaries going on in the neighborhood. He was definitely doing some suspicious things during the night and a little bit during the day. Now, should those guys have gone down in a truck to stop him? Probably not. Should he have rushed one of them with the gun? Probably not. What would you have done if you were trying to protect your neighborhood? You might have done the same thing. What would you have done if some guys told you to stop and they were holding guns and you thought that this was bullshit? You might have done the same thing. So, anyway, I'll be right back. All right, let's jump into another topic. Let's cleanse the palate of racial turf wars. Just kidding. We're not having racial turf wars. But if the media, if it was up to the media and the elites in this country, we would be. Because remember, if we're all fighting each other, If the whites and the blacks and the Mexicans and Asians are all fighting each other, then the elites get to run roughshod over everybody. Now, let's move on to another topic. Elon Musk was on Joe Rogan's podcast. I didn't hear all of it, but there were a couple things in it that, at least one thing I really want to address, because it's been talked about a little bit by some people that I follow on Twitter, like Joe Norman, and it's also something I had already been thinking about, which was this Neuralink thing. So Elon Musk wants to implant chips into people's brains that will allow people to interface with technology faster than we currently do, right? So the idea is that right now, if I want to search something on Google, then I have to type it in or speak it. What Elon Musk is saying is that that interface between my thoughts, the time it takes for my thoughts to get to the computer and for it to be searched, are too long. So if we were able to just directly connect, if we were able to directly connect our brains to our computers or our brains to each other, then there would be no need for typing and talking. We could just directly upload thoughts into the bullshit, whatever. Whatever dystopian future Musk wants. Now, I'm not an anti-Musk guy, but this doesn't sound very good to me. So, Musk also described how with Joe Rogan that we could basically get rid of speech. That speech could be eliminated, we could just read thoughts. And it's interesting because Rogan has also said this multiple times that he thinks in the future people will just read each other's thoughts. And I gotta be honest, I can't, first off, it just sounds absurd to me, right? It just sounds patently absurd. Think about all the things going on before you utter a word. And also, I want to know this. Okay, there's several things here that I want to kind of take a look at. So for one is, what exactly is a thought, right? We have thoughts all the time. They could be incomplete, complete, whatever. What constitutes a thought that could be pulled from your brain and sent to somebody else or sent to a computer? Because there are things going on in our minds constantly, like, oh, I'm hungry, I'm horny, oh, that hurt, that sounds strange. Think about all the little things. This is the thing that people don't realize sometimes, is all the crazy bullshit that goes on throughout your mind throughout any given period. I mean, you could be walking down the street and within a span of 5 minutes think, what's that noise? Ah, something's in my eye. That looks good to eat. Oh man, she's hot. You know, like, I mean, there could be a million different things racing through your mind. There's not this coherent narrative of like, oh, I'm thinking this, and I'm thinking this, and I'm thinking this. Yeah, sometimes our minds are preoccupied with a particular narrative. Maybe they're caught up in a particular time and place, and we are stuck on something for a brief period of time. But how many times of the day, how often are you in conversation when other things are popping in and popping out of your mind? I mean, imagine the chaos of communicating with people under these kind of circumstances. Imagine the chaos of communicating with a friend or relative or anybody with all of the crazy things that go in and out of our minds on a minute-by-minute, second-by-second basis. And which of those thoughts are considered tangible enough to be communicated? I'm not really sure that that can actually be answered. I'm not really sure at all. It seems to me that even if, which I don't think Elon Musk could do it, but even if Elon Musk could successfully create a technology to read our minds and connect our minds to each other such that we don't even talk, I think that would be a nightmare. I think communication would absolutely be destroyed among everybody. And I also want to point out, how much does talking and writing and drawing and painting have to do with thinking itself? Musk is underestimating that. See, Musk is underestimating when, in this, at least this is my take on it, that Musk is underestimating the amount of the proportion of the amount of importance that action has on thought itself. Because you can have a thought, but maybe when you start writing down that thought, something else happens to that thought, and it's transformed and it's changed into something that could be developed and communicated with. And also, here's another thing, is how do you know what you even think? Like I said, what is the difference between certain thoughts and certain feelings? How do you, you know, is this Neuralink going to pick up, I'm angry, I'm sad, I'm depressed? Is it going to try to pick up, you know, all the different nuances of the brain? I just don't see how this is doable. And I actually don't even think this is desirable. So there's two reasons for that. One is what I've already stated. I think communicating with people would be a nightmare if people could read our brains. There are so many things going on. Now, also, I'll get it back up a little bit here. So, you know, for me, I'm a, you know, I'm, you know, 28, gonna be 29 this year, and I love women. So, I'm just telling you straight up that there's a lot of women that, you know, would be getting some interesting thoughts coming from my brain. That's about all I can say there. And I know that I'm not the only one. There's a lot of women, there's a lot of men out there similar that would be having a lot of very interesting thoughts about women all the damn time. Imagine those thoughts running through everybody else's brain. It's like, bro, hey, Johnny, I don't want to know what porn you watched last night, Johnny. And Johnny turns around and is like, what do you mean, Taylor? I'm not telling you what porn I watched last night. Well, yeah, you're thinking about it, and I see it. You know, same thing with, hey man, I didn't know you liked Jennifer in The Office. Oh, yeah, you've been looking at her butt all day. You know, like, imagine that. Like, that, first off, we would have to change the rules of society to accommodate this. Because there's just, you know, thoughts would be, it would be very interesting. The other thing is, come on, Musk. Come on, dude. Who is going to put this stuff in their brain? Who's going to put this material in their brain? I'm certainly not going to do it. I mean, when it even comes to the COVID vaccine, I'm sketchy about all that. I don't even want to do that. Much less put a device in my brain that's supposedly going to read my thoughts. No, thank you. So then that way, whenever the elites decide my time is up, they can click a button and my brain explodes, just like in that movie, The Kingsman. That was a good movie, by the way, if you haven't seen it. So, no, man, come on. I'm not putting, nobody's putting anything in their brain. Now, I say that, but what I really mean is that nobody should be putting anything in their brains. But beyond that, communication would be, communication would be nearly impossible, it seems. I also think that Elon Musk's trying to simplify language and communication to something too simple. Like I've said, there's a lot of action that goes into thought itself. There's a lot of speaking. A lot of times, speaking and writing can help you think. So what part of that is considered a thought? What feelings are considered thoughts? What feelings, what is going to be grabbed? What is not going to be grabbed? These are important questions that people would need to ask Elon Musk. Now, I like Elon. And I think he's doing a lot for the society, for civilization, by making these rockets, by shooting for the moon, by having big dreams. I like that. The electric cars that he's trying to push, the tunnel under LA. I like that he's got big dreams, and I like that he's pushing them to do it. I also think we have to remember that he's also a salesman marketer guy. He didn't get this successful by only building shit. He also got this successful by creating PR for himself. Look at what he tweets. Look at what he says. Look at who he dates. Look what he named his dang kid. He named his kid like A15 number 615 or something. Now, I'm joking. Obviously, he named it something a little bit more simpler, but just about the same. Just about the same. So, Elon knows how to get attention. Elon knows how to drive traffic to him, and he's good at it. So how successful is Neuralink going to be? I don't know. Don't know. But I know that he wants us to think about it. And just because he talks about it doesn't mean it's going to be that way. Just because he thinks Neuralink could be a thing doesn't mean it will be. That's all I got for today. You can follow me on my blog, tstuch.com. T-S-T-U-C-H.com. You can follow me on Instagram, Taylor Radio, T-A-Y-L-O-R-R-A-D-I-O. You can follow me on Twitter, tstuch1. Buy my shirt. My shirt is out. Sloppy Joe Biden. I'll pin that. Yeah, on my Twitter. I got to put that out there. Anyway, Sloppy Joe Biden t-shirts are out, available. I got to get them out there on Teespring. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Have a wonderful day.